Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be taking you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 7,42,417, and this is according to the latest updates of the Union Health Ministry. And this number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll as well. As many as 22,752 new COVID-19 cases and 482 deaths were reported in the country in the last 24 hours. The death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 20,642. The reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 2,64,944. And as many as 4,56,831 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. With 2,17,121 confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. This is followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 1,18,594 cases, and Delhi, which has over 1 lakh cases as well. India's recovery rate right now stands at 61.5%. Now, as far as testing goes, the Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR has said that over 1 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, 2,62,679 were tested just yesterday. Let's move on to all the tally from around the states. Assam has reported 2 COVID-19 deaths yesterday, taking the toll to 16. While 814 new positive cases pushed the state's tally to 13,336. Meghalaya's Deputy Chief Minister, Preston Tainsong, yesterday has said that the government may impose a total lockdown if the COVID-19 situation in the state worsens. With 6 more persons testing positive for COVID-19 yesterday, the total number of active cases in the state of Meghalaya has increased to 50 now. West Bengal reported its highest single-day COVID-19 deaths yesterday, with 25 patients succumbing to the disease. The state health department also said that the death toll in the state is now at 807. 527 new COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths have been reported in the state of Odisha. Total confirmed cases have now risen to 10,624, including 48 deaths. 173 new COVID-19 cases and 6 deaths have been reported in the state today, taking the total confirmed cases to above 21,577, which includes 478 deaths and 16,583 recoveries. Moving on to Jharkhand, Jharkhand's Chief Minister Hemant Soren has quarantined himself at his residence in Ranchi after a cabinet minister whom he had met recently had tested positive. The Chief Minister had recently come in contact with the drinking and sanitization minister Mithilesh Thakur, and also who had tested positive for COVID-19. Soren has also urged staff members on the Chief Minister's office to go into home quarantine as well. Let's move on to all the news from Puducherry. Lieutenant Governor's Secretariat has brought out a notice saying that Raj Nivas is being disinfected and will remain closed for 48 hours after a staff member has tested positive for COVID-19 today. The member has no access to the Lieutenant Governor, but as a precaution, Lieutenant Governor and staff attached to her personal office are being tested today. Kiran Bedi is the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. Moving on, Drugs Controller General of India or DCGI has raised concerns and asked drug controllers in the states and union territories to prevent black marketing of remdesivir, an antiviral drug prescribed for the treatment of suspected or severe lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19. DCGI's warning follows complaints of distributors selling the medicine above MRP to public. Complaints say that drug costing about 5,400 rupees per vial sold for about 15,000 rupees to 60,000 rupees in black market. Remdesivir is not meant for sale through medical shops, but only direct supplies to the hospital goes from there. Let's move on to updates from around the world of COVID-19. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world now stand at 1.18 crore. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered and the overall global death toll, which now stands at 5.4 lakh. With over 30 lakh reported cases till date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. Yes, the US tally for COVID-19 has now topped 3 million. The current tally stands at 30,1,143, which includes 1.3 lakh deaths as well. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and the United Kingdom. The US on Tuesday formally notified the United Nations of its decision to terminate its relationship with the WHO. The United States will leave the World Health Organization on July 6, 2021. This comes after the President Donald Trump's decision to do so after he accused the agency of becoming a puppet for China during the coronavirus pandemic. The World Health Organization, on the other hand, has acknowledged evidence emerging of the airborne spread of the novel coronavirus after a group of scientists urged the global body to update its guidance on how the respiratory disease passes between people. The WHO has previously said the virus that causes COVID-19 respiratory disease spreads primarily through small droplets expelled from the nose and mouth of an infected person that quickly sink to the ground. In other news, UK neurologists have published details of mildly affected or recovering COVID-19 patients with serious or potentially fatal brain conditions. The scientists have warned that doctors may be missing signs of serious and potentially fatal brain disorders triggered by coronavirus as they emerge in mildly affected or recovering patients. Neurologists are also publishing details of more than 40 UK COVID-19 patients whose complications ranged from brain inflammation and delirium to nerve damage and stroke. In some cases, the neurological problem was the patient's first and main symptom. Moving on, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro tested positive for the coronavirus on Tuesday, among the tallest political figures in the world to contract the disease. Jair Bolsonaro said that he is taking hydroxychloroquine to cure his COVID-19 infection. Moving on, Colombia has now extended its national lockdown by 2 weeks till August 1st. To contain the spread of the virus. However, restrictions will be eased in municipalities that have reported no or low infections. Of the country's 1,122 municipalities, 490 have not reported infections, while 100 have low infection rate. Nearly 300 have not reported cases in the last 3 weeks. Colombia has a total of 1,24,400 cases right now, with 4,359 deaths due to the disease. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.